The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Washington has been rocked the last few weeks with the Acorn scandal. Here we have a tax-supported social agency telling a supposed pimp and prostitute how to break the law and at the same time get a government loan with which to buy the house out of which they can operate. By the way, ACORN stands for the Association of Community Organizers for Reform, NOW. The pimp and prostitute actually turn out to be James O'Keefe, 25, and Hannah Giles, 20. This pair of young adults are really private citizens who are suspicious of ACORN's activity and set out to find what kind of activity this social agency trying to reshape communities was really doing. Their work reveals that ACORN's change agents obviously have no respect for God's moral law or human beings. This is the kind of change we get when we don't use biblical discernment to see through what politicians are saying when they use the word change. O'Keefe and Giles posed as a pimp and prostitute and went to ask for a loan from ACORN, which has received multiplied millions in the recent stimulus package. However, they got much more information than just how to secure their loan. In several different ACORN offices around the country, they were repeatedly told how to avoid paying taxes on their income. They were also told how to operate an unlawful prostitution ring using underage girls who were illegal immigrants. Isn't it interesting what our tax dollars support? The most amazing thing to me in all this is that they were able to get these interviews with ACORN workers on film. They've been gradually releasing these films to the public via a website, biggovernment.com, and more recently on Fox News. It's become so blatantly obvious to the public that there is a gross misuse of government power in ACORN that even the liberals in Congress joined with a majority of others in voting to stop ACORN's funding. But looking deeper, what does this show us about ourselves? It reveals to us the glaring truth that a majority of us in this nation do not understand what is necessary to preserve our God-given liberties. Let me explain. Liberty is based on biblical morality. Without the discipline which only the indwelling Christ can produce, we will not live a life of obedience to moral principle. Without moral principle, a republic will turn to a democracy, then shortly to anarchy, where every man does what's right in his own eyes. The resulting selfishness creates chaos, and then violence so great that nothing can function, not family life, not education, not business, not government. This is how nations die. George Washington taught us in his farewell address, which students used to have to memorize parts of, these words about the relationship of a republic and morality. He said, quote, "Of all the habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports." Likewise, Sam Adams, the father of the American Revolution, warned us, "A general dissolving of principles will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of a common enemy. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued," he said. "But when they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader." Shouldn't we be seeking God's morality by reading the Bible and asking Him to help us live as He created us to live? Shouldn't we expect this same morality of our government servants? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.